This is not the first time you've been here in the studio, but it's kind of a different reason you're here.
It is. I'm, instead of, you know, coming out with a new CD, I'm going away.
You say that in sort of a bittersweet tone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad to leave Fayetteville. It's been just such a great place for me, and the people here have been, like, so great, and I'm going to really miss my bandmates and my coworkers, so... It is. It's bittersweet, but it's good. I need to move on to a new direction.
What led to your decision to go?
A bunch of reasons. I'll be a little bit closer to my family, and I've got a lot of friends down there. Mainly, I guess it was a decision my husband and I made. He's got some opportunities for his philosophy down there, so. We're going down there for him, but also I have just a lot more connections on the East Coast. Kind of all the friends that I went to high school with and grew up with have moved out of Florida and moved to like Georgia and North Carolina. So I'm planning to tour as much as I can. So I'll be up in Jacksonville, which is kind of like on the border of Georgia and Florida. So I'll have kind of easy access to those areas. And then I also plan to come back to Fayetteville a lot. So we kind of just touring all over, I hope.
and this is leading up to a farewell or I'll be back someday concert?
Yeah. It's a farewell because I am moving, but I do plan to come back and visit as often as I can. So I won't be living here, but hopefully I'll be back periodically.
Do you think, this is one of those questions that someone who never writes songs would ask, so, but do you think that a change of scenery, a new place to live, can inspire you or light a spark for songwriting?
I think so, yeah. Fayetteville actually has influenced my music quite a bit. I think just because of... I think your environment definitely has an effect on the lyrics that you write and the kind of musical tones that you get a feel for, but also the different musicians that you come in contact with. I feel like I've been influenced by the strong kind of folk roots kind of music and kind of the jazz scene here too. So it's been really good, and I think it will probably change a little bit when I move to Jacksonville, but I'll keep everything that I've learned and experienced here with me.
Do you think the act of moving, of leaving one place to another, you kind of have to sort out your life and decide what stays with you and what doesn't?
You have to, there's going to be a lot of sorting out, and it's kind of, you know, a new beginning in a way for me and my husband as well. So, it's kind of like a renewal, and I think that definitely affects your songwriting as well, so.
Well, tell us about the show, the chance that people listening can still see you.
Yes. The Sweets and I have one last show. It's kind of like a farewell party for me as well. It's going to be at the Greenhouse Grill, which is where I work. And so it's kind of a nice place for me to have it. And it's going to be Candyland and the Sweets are going to headline. But there's also going to be a few other bands. The Tiffany Christopher Band is going to play. The Cadre, Lacey Morris, and Tin Pan Alley Cats. So it's going to be a really fun party. It's going to be family friendly and pretty early, 5 o'clock. So I hope everybody can come out.
I love the 5 o'clock start.
Yeah.
I mean, you open it up, like you said, family friendly. It opens it up to a lot of people.
Yeah. Right? I found that out when I did my CD release party. I had it at Smoking Barrel, and it was super late. And a lot of people are like, wow, I really wanted to come, but it was just so late for me. So we're doing it a little bit earlier, and hopefully people that have to get up in the morning and go to work can still come, and the people who have to get their kids in a bit early can still come too. So.
Have you and the Sweets discussed what could be the last song you play together?
We have not yet.
Okay.
That's a good question. But we are working on a few new ones, so hopefully we'll be playing those at the farewell show.
Okay. Well, do you mind playing something for us here?
Sure.
Get people a little excited about the show?
This is a song called Music Flows. It's a new one, not featured on my album. So we've kind of been doing this one with the band And it's been really nice, so I thought I'd play it for you. Sometimes I just can't find the words to sing, but I feel compelled to sing something. And so on, so I open up my voice box and mouth and let the music flow through. Flow out. Day, 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 day. And oh, how the music flows if you just let go. And oh, how the music flows if you just let go. Oh, 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 sometimes I wanna dance, but I don't know the steps. But the energy inside of me is moving. And so I take a deep breath and forget who I am. 'Cause the God inside of me is grooving and dancing. And oh, how the music flows if you just let go. And oh, how the music flows if you just let go. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Music is a powerful force. If anything is magic, music is. 'Cause it can change your mood and mind and perspective. Connect us and lift our spirits. Connect us and lift our spirits. So I don't want to hear that you can't do it. Don't you dare tell me that you're too shy. Cause anybody can make music. All you gotta do, all you gotta do is let go. Oh. Let go and try, and oh, how the music flows. If you just let go, and oh, how the music flows. If you just let go,
Do you run into people who tell you that they could never make music or because they're too shy? Or
yes, I have, and it's really a shame because a lot of these people really can make music, and you know, you hear them singing under their breath or like tapping along to music, and there's really a lot of potential there, but people just get so scared. And I know exactly how that is because the very first show I ever played, I cried and didn't want to go on stage. I was so afraid. But you just, you know, you got to let go a little and let the music take you.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
We should tell people about Kickstarter
and
Candy Lee.
Yes. Well, I created a Kickstarter page. And if you don't know what Kickstarter is, it's kind of like a fundraiser website for creative projects. And the person who creates the project has to submit like a project, and it has to have an end date and a start date. And you also have to figure out how much money it is that you actually need to be able to do the project. And my goal is $2,000. It's going to kind of pay for gas and food and expenses like that. Unfortunately, my first tour, you know, I don't have a huge paying gigs yet or anything. So I'm going to need it. You set that that $2,000 or whatever it is that you need, you know, in order to complete your project. And you can also set up rewards for people who do donate. There's different like price range brackets, and you know, you get a different creative reward for you know, every different bracket. And hopefully you make all of the money by the due date. You can do it for either 30, 60, or 90 days. And I decided to do it for 60 days since I'm going to be leaving right around the time the Kickstarter project is done. So if I do not get them, if I don't, you know, get all the pledges for the full amount, I don't get any of the money. So so hopefully.
And people can just go to Kickstarter.com
and then
search your name.
Yep, just Candy Lee. You can put it in the search bar and it'll pop up.
So one of the rewards from Kickstarter is free entry into the May 1st show?
Yes. If you donate $10 or more, you get in free to the farewell show. I do have a couple, I guess I'll just give some examples of some of the other rewards I'm offering for the Kickstarter. I'm doing signed autographed posters and CDs, as well as some special access to the website I've got coming out really soon. Video documentary of stuff that of the documentary that I make while I'm on tour, so you can kind of see where your money has gone and follow me on the tour that way. So, and there's a couple of other awards too, but I won't list all of them.
Do you have a, because in the past, to promote some of your shows around here, you've made some videos.
Yes.
Is there one for the May 1st show?
There is one. We just finished recording yesterday, so it's yet to be put together and edited, but it's going to be out on the internet soon, so keep an eye out for it.
Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. It's going to be on the Facebook.
Okay. I can't wait. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Fayetteville's loss is Jacksonville's gain, and we do hope to see you again.
Thank you. Yes, I will be back.
on that next tour when you don't even need Kickstarter because you know everything's lined up. And we'll say we knew you guys when. How's that?
That sounds good.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so
much.
Again,
the show. We should tell people again about the show.
The farewell show is May 1st. It's at the Greenhouse Grill. It's a Sunday night. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.